The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hi guys, you're listening to That's Mint on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the south on 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, 95.0 Eastern Golden Bay, and streaming to the planet on freshfm.co.nz. Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm Imogen.
I'm Esther.
And I'm Avalon.
And today's going to be a little bit of a different chat. We're going to be talking about what it's like for all of us being, I don't know, of
African heritage?
Yeah.
Or coming from, I'm trying to think of a word, coming from a background of slavery,
yeah.
I guess.
Coming from a country or a nationality or culture that's been affected by slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how it shapes our identity today.
And perfect.
What
yeah.
Our cultures.
Yeah. And our cultures. Mm. So Avalon and I... we're sisters. Yeah. And our mother is the generation Jamaican British. So her family, well, my great grandma came over to England through the
Windrush, which was just, it was in the 60s when
after the World Wars, England's economy was really low, and so they shipped off these boats all around not only the Caribbean but also parts of Latin America, and they brought I guess people who were descendants of slaves who were living in these countries to England
to work,
yeah,
to work as like in public sector and
yeah.
Kind of like the working class occupations,
which is I think a reason for a lot of the black British people who are there at the moment.
Similar kind of to how we have Pacifica in New Zealand.
Yeah. And yeah. So what about you, Esther?
Oh.
Your heritage.
So my one goes a bit far back when the Portuguese were taking slaves from West Africa, so Congo, Angola, to Brazil. And that's where my family comes from. But my grandfather was the son of a slave, but he was free by the time he was born. So my mom wasn't that affected directly from slavery. Yeah. But of course, it's still shaping like our culture and identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As for us and the people of Jamaica, Jamaicans, our entire population is like 100% West African slaves. Mm-hmm. And our people were taken to West they were taken to the Caribbean from Africa by the British in the 1600s, I believe, where they were slaves for, or up until the 1830s, I believe. But even after that, and even to this day, the effects of the slavery and the kind of horrendous
trauma. I feel like there's a lot of generational trauma, not only for Jamaicans living in Jamaica, but also their ancestors. And you can visually see that, you know, like you can see, oh, that trait probably comes from this, which comes from that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I guess Brazil and Jamaica were definitely kind of affected by slavery in different ways.
Yeah, I think the Caribbeans and Latin America, we had the largest populations of slaves. Like in Brazil, it was about 4.8 million people.
Yeah.
And they were our ancestors. So from there, it's branched out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the key differences between Brazil and Jamaica is that there are only slave ancestors
the descendants of slaves
mm-hmm. living in Jamaica, whereas for Brazil, you guys have this kind of
fusion
between
Portuguese and your native ancestors as well.
Yeah.
How do you feel that impacts your culture differently to ours, or what is it that makes that different to us?
I think because it's so mixed, there's like a lot of influence from all directions. So it's really hard to put people into a box. Like myself, I am indigenous, my mother is black and native, but my dad is white. So it's really hard to put yourself into a box and think, what culture am I specifically? So when you say you're Brazilian is very general.
Mm.
I think, when I see Jamaican people, I think the culture is very strong. Because you all come from the same kind of...
historical.
But you also have your indigenous people in Jamaica as well.
Wow. Not really. So our indigenous people are the Taino people that were mostly...
almost entirely... they were killed by the Spanish or eradicated by the Spanish. They had a cultural...
genocide.
Yeah, so when the Spanish discovered the Caribbean and they came through, they brought with them diseases. Through that, they pretty much eradicated all of our indigenous people. There were a few remaining.
A lot of the Taino people were attempted to be used as slaves, and I think that's something that happened throughout the whole world, including like America and Brazil,
the attempt of slavery with indigenous people.
But it's hard, you know. Those people know their land, they know their country, and so the Spanish gave up on trying to colonize the Taino people, and so just practically eradicated them all in like a mass genocide. And then after that happened, they brought over the slaves. And just to like visualize that, there's like millions of these black people from West Africa just
I think it was 15 million people brought to Jamaica alone.
Yeah, so just taken on boats. We were in Jamaica last year and we went to a museum, and the devices used to like hold these people on the boats, like
to restrain them.
Some of these things are horrific. It's not even something that animals, you know, like it looks like something you couldn't even use on animals, let alone humans. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They look like alien, kind of machinery used to keep these people in check, I guess. So they came, and I guess the core of why these people were so easily manipulated into slavery or used instead of the indigenous is like, this is a whole new country for them.
Yeah, they're not familiar with the land.
With the land. The landscape is all different. The climates are different. Like, everything is different. So they're just going to comply to what these people are saying, I suppose. So a couple of the Taino people were left, and they did... the term maroon is kind of used for all slaves that are free, but in this case, the Jamaican maroons were people who originally, the Tainos, they were up in these mountains and they'd run down and take some slaves with them and bring them back up. So slowly throughout years, the Taino kind of died out and left this like
Maroon culture. And this is also why Jamaica has a slightly different culture to the rest of the Caribbean, and also why we have a slightly stronger culture to the rest of the Caribbean, is because of that very, very first initial tie to our indigenous people, which went quite quickly, I'm sure. But that kind of is why our food is slightly different, and there's a little bit more resemblance.
Jerk chicken and...
yeah, to maybe more indigenous cultures.
Yeah, like jerk chicken is direct ties to like native Caribbean diet of the Taino people. And so these little things that like...
And also I think it would be because the maroon people had to learn how to live off the land, whereas other...
Slaves weren't living off the land.
And so that's also why we have... a more kind of
connection, I would say.
And like holistic relationship to food, where we use a lot of our native ingredients and a lot of our native spices, which you don't see as much in other cultural foods from the Pacific.
No, from the Caribbean.
From the Caribbean, sorry.
So that's like the history behind Jamaica. And I guess we touched on the history behind Brazil.
Yeah.
So we were going to talk about like how those impacts of that history. So slavery ended in the 1830s in Jamaica.
Well, I think some people would think that the abolishment of slavery would erase the pain from slavery, but and we even don't erase ever talk about
slavery as a whole, because slavery continued a lot longer than that.
Slavery still continues to this day, you know what I mean? Just saying that a law was put in place to stop it, it didn't.
It wasn't enforced for a very long time.
I don't know where I saw this. I think I was watching an a documentary about it where they were talking about how even though slavery was abolished, because the Caribbean islands were so far away and from each other, you know, they weren't one big country. Mm-hmm. And how were slaves supposed to get information? How were they supposed to know? They can't read, they can't write, you know?
Yeah, because they never got the education from the moment they got there. Yeah.
Exactly. So when slavery was abolished, it was like 50 years, I think, that slavery just continued because the slave owners were like, well, our slaves don't know. They don't know that it's not allowed anymore. They don't know we're doing illegal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a group of, like, black British, like, free slaves that went over to the islands and were like, guys, like, come on, this is not allowed anymore. And they were like, really? And so that ended with in Jamaica.
Really?
Really? Really? We're free? And so that ended in Jamaican slaves burning down majority. There's 14 plantations in Jamaica, and they burnt down, I think, 8 or 9 of them.
There's only a few left. But when we were in Jamaica, we went to one of these plantations, or we went to a couple of them. And, you know, it was interesting because my heritage was West African. I don't have any Jamaican heritage. And if you were to do my ancestry, like, you wouldn't see a tie to Jamaica.
But that's the same with all Jamaican
people.
That's
the same with all Jamaicans. And so I assumed that, like, going to Jamaica wouldn't have that much of an impact on me, because I assumed if I was going to have that kind of tie to the land, it would be to Africa. But I went to Jamaica and I had this feeling of, like, it, I don't really know how to explain it. I guess, like, in
it was kind of painful.
It was really painful, you know? Like, it, you feel so much of the history and you feel so much of the pain and the horrible things that have happened.
It was like this feeling when I was walking down the street, or walk, especially when we were in the plantations, but even when you weren't in the plantations, it was like these roads were used to carry my people, you know? Yeah. Like, my people stood on here with so much pain and misery for like 400 years, you know? That wasn't a short period of time that these people were suffering. And like, I am descended from that, you know? Like, there was always a thing, I think it was growing up in New Zealand especially, it was like the Maori people had their history, you know? And that was like so painful. And I learned about that and I was like, oh my gosh, that must be horrible. And I learned about slavery. My mom ensured that I knew about slavery my whole life, you know? But it was that thing of getting there and being like, oh my God, they are my people, you know? Like, oh my God, that was my ancestors. That was just like,
it brings it to another level. Or like when you're learning about all these horrible things that are happening, like in Palestine and in other parts of the world, or when you're learning just history in general and you see these things, and you can sympathize with these people and you feel bad, but when it's your own people and also as a biracial person who's never really experienced like that level of belonging, you're slightly removed from it. And so then going to Jamaica and then realizing that
seeing
these things
that firsthand, you know,
directly were, you know, my, that's where I come from. That was like, that was insane. And I genuinely, I was thinking about this the other day, I do not think that I truly understood racism, or I knew, like, I don't even think, like, I truly knew what racism was till I went there and I experienced that and I saw the history and the way that those actions and those events have impacted my life and the life of my mother and the life of all of those who came before me. And that's why, like, I genuinely don't believe that, like, reverse racism exists, because it's not just one person making a comment about the color of your skin. It's not just one person excluding you because you look different to them. It is 400 years plus of deep
trauma
and history.
I mean, I can look at my grandma, I can look at my great grandma, and I can say, you act like this because of slavery. You know, you have this characteristic and this trait because of what your great great grandma went through, you know? And it's literally that. It's like four greats between us and family members who were in slavery.
Great grandmother.
She died 2 years ago.
Four years ago? She was 107. Yeah.
She was 107. She died 4 years ago. And she remembers being a slave. I mean, slavery was already abolished, but there were still, like, slavery happening, as we were mentioning, and her parents were slaves. Like, they were, you know? Mm-hmm. And she was alive 4 years ago. Like, I can't, you know what I mean?
It's still here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
And it's just like that thing of, that is a trauma. I think it's spoken a lot about in America with African Americans.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not, you know, it happened all over the world. Like, Brazil, you know?
I think slavery, and what upsets me a lot is that it's not even being taught properly in school.
Yeah.
Even in Brazil, like, I didn't learn that much about slavery. And people should know, because we're 50% of the population.
Yeah.
So it's just really upsetting how they can't even get it right, you know?
Yeah.
They tell it from the colonizers' perspective. They Every say, time. This is when the Portuguese discovered Brazil. They didn't discover it. They invaded it. And it was already there, discovered by the indigenous people, but they can't even say it in schools. So, yeah, it's really frustrating.
Even in New Zealand schools, we don't really learn about it.
No, we don't at all.
That's like, I was sitting in my history class. It's compulsory to take history for the first 2 years in year 9 and 10 of New Zealand College. Not once did you touch on slavery. And I understand that it doesn't have a huge impact on New Zealand society as a whole, but I think it has an impact on the way that humans react with each other as a whole between the amount of black people that are in New Zealand that were affected by slavery.
And
you know?
Increasing number of black people in New Zealand. You know?
Yeah, like that is just, that number is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Look at the Colombian community that is in Nelson right now. Mm-hmm. All of them are descendants from slaves. You know what I mean? And it's just that thing of, it's so much bigger than two countries going to war, or it's so much bigger than this little thing that happened. It was 400 years spread out between hundreds of countries, or maybe not hundreds, but a lot of countries, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It affected so many.
It did.
Okay. So with that, we want to share with you one of our favorite West African songs. This is a song that Imogen discovered a while ago. And she gets really annoying about it because she's like, this is my song. This is my song. I found it first. But it's a song that we all love. And we want to share it with you now. It is called Akamunki.
Dienye monka mundima akamundi dienye monka munkiye dienye mana wara nyadoma moyekela jonle dimfa kamunke akamunke dienye monka mundima akamundi dienye monka munkiye Wina imaye idusu deye mofile Akamunke, ndianye monka mundima Akamundi, ndianye monka mungie Ndianye mana wara nyadoma Mwekela jonle difa Farinya oye la marala do de fe Saba jugu mambe wula jankono ofena na maraba Mukela nya wonyama jombeni de nyaba Waiti nya la nya wonyama ambe na maraba
Akamunke nya nya munka mundima
Ofo
Akamundi nya nya munka mungie
Waina imaye idusu daye nisore
Akamunke, ndienye monka mundima Akamundi, ndienye monka mungie Ndienye mana wara nyadoma, mwekela jonle difa
ibudu nekie Uwari mugu mimbi bolola Odomo bilidela Kodi deno mamama Mama niba mako gongo maka
Akamuke Nianye monka mungima
Cher Falioro, ibodo ne biye. Uwari mogu mimbi bolo banki. Odo vila de la. Obedi de no mamama. Mogo la don bagani bolo here kaka.
Kamuke, ni anye monka mungima.
Ufo.
Akambi, ni anye monka mungie. Ni anye mana wara nyadoma. Mwekele jone di.
Neye jonle, neye wolofanyu manka jonle
Akamuke,
neye jonle Nele wolofanyu mala jonle
Akamundi,
neye jonle Neye wolodeni la jonle
Dianye mana wara
Neye jonle,
koneye
furugenyu mala jonle Ofeneleye nela jonle Sege nyonyo mala jonle
Bala nyonyo ma
Wala hibali manyo mala jonle
Hey guys, welcome back. You are listening to That's Mint. And prior to our song, we were talking about the impact of slavery on our cultures and just in general.
Yeah, a bit of history about it.
There is a positive side to slavery.
No. But because we are lucky to have the West African influence in our culture.
Okay,
because
I was really worried.
I'm sorry.
I know it's really hard to word it. Okay, but if Brazil didn't have that influence, we would literally be so boring. Like there would be nothing. Only Portuguese.
You'd be like Argentina.
You would be like Argentina. I love Argentina. They're really good at football.
Yeah.
But I think because we're so blended together, we all grow up in schools, just being influenced by our Afro-Brazilian roots.
Mm-hmm.
So the music that we listen to is mainly influenced by West African heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And there is white people in Brazil as well. We have to address that.
Yeah.
And I think it's lovely how most of them, especially when growing up, are just so, you know, that's their culture as well.
Yeah.
Because they grew up listening to Afrobeats.
Engrossed into each other, you know.
Yeah. And there is still a bit of segregation in Brazil because most people who live in the favelas are black people. And that comes from slavery because once slavery was abolished, they had to live in the favelas because they had nowhere else to live.
Yeah.
And that is still embedded today. But when you go to the city, when you go on the bus and you look around, there's people of all colors, all skin tones. So I think that's very beautiful.
Yeah, it's enriched the culture.
Yeah. And in terms of arts, culture, music, it's dominated by our black people, which, as it should be, because we have the most beautiful music.
Yeah.
I
think that is something that's so true. It's like, without this, I guess it all comes down to the slaves and how incredible they were at still, through all of that, being able to hold on to some of their culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And still be able to, like a couple of weeks ago as Mint, we went and we were telling stories and legends to primary school kids. And I told the story about Anansi the spider, which literally is told in parts of West Africa to this day. That same story that I'm telling as a Jamaican. Like, how would I know that story that my grandma told me besides all of these, like, literal mouths telling that story? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's so incredible.
Or even like, you know, our language, Patois, which is a combination of English, still retains Creole and West African influences, you know.
Yeah.
How difficult would it have been to maintain your language over that many years of slavery, of being treated like an animal, of having no rights, of having no...
Like the most harsh kind of colonization ever.
Mm-hmm.
And still we hold on to West African traditions and culture. It's insane.
I think that's why you, Avalon and Imogen, when you go to Jamaica, that's why you feel it when you go there, because it's the resistance that you feel as well that makes you so emotional.
Mm.
Listening to the language, you think, wow, like, it's still here.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible.
It really is. Like, the story of slavery is the story of resistance.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's the story of being strong enough to still hold your own and look after your people. Mm. Like, that is the worst thing imaginable. And look at how proud we are as people, you know?
Yeah.
Look at how proud Jamaicans, look how proud African Americans and Afro Latinas are. We're still standing through all of that, and we're still proud and strong, you know? And I guess that's what it all comes down to.
All right.
That was a positive end to maybe a bit of a sad episode.
Slavery is not positive, but I hope you know what I meant.
Yeah, we get what you mean.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thank you.
And we love
much.
Argentina.
We love Argentina.
We really, really love Argentina.
Messi.
Was a joke, guys.
It's a joke.
Thank you so much for listening. We will see you on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.